the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
As part of the Missouri Authors Series, in honor of National Poetry Month, and as presented by the Creative Writing Program, the Department of English, in the College of Arts and Letters at Missouri State University, two distinguished writers will be visiting campus on the evening of April 8th. Hadara Bar-Nadav, the author of Fountain and Furnace, and a professor in the MFA program at University of Missouri, Kansas City, will be joined by Sarah Freely, who is a Moon City Poetry Award winner for her book, Sad Math. And Freely is my guest today on the Missouri State Journal.
I'll be reading from Sad Math, the book that won the 2014 Moon City Press Poetry Award. It's a book that is really, when people say, what is Sad Math about? It's about love and loss, probably like the majority of books are, but there's a lot of humor in it too. So I'll be reading from that and try to, well, the book is not chronological in arrangement. There is a chronology to it. So I'll try to follow that sort of faithfully in my reading.
Sad Math, as with most creative works, is very personal to Freely. She shares about her inspiration.
Well, my mother died in 1999. At the time, I considered myself a fiction writer. I was finishing up a collection of short stories that I'd started as my thesis. I couldn't write fiction to save my life. It just seemed like there were too many words in front of me. And I was working for BOA Editions, a poetry publisher in Rochester. And I started writing poems about my mother then, but they really didn't see the light of day until 2006 or 2007. It took me a long time to kind of have distance from it, the necessary distance in order to make it not just journal writing, but more form it into poems, form it into art. And then a few other threads entered, aging, what all sentient beings worry about, particularly women in this society. So those threads kind of came together and formed the book, which really wasn't finished until after it was accepted in, I think it was October 2014, and I was still doing final revisions on it, handed in the final product, I think, in May of 2015, and what the book is pretty much what I wanted it to be.
Though this book is still fairly new to her, she has been reading it for groups all over the U.S., the universal topics really resonate with audiences, and she shares her hopes for all who listen to her or read her works.
What you hope, I think, when you're writing poetry is just, please, God, let me write a poem. And you fail more often than you succeed, I think. But I think what you hope when you read to somebody is that they just don't hear this as personal work, that this is something that might be particular only to you, the writer, but that you are giving it over to them and hoping that they find something to identify with. Because poetry should be a communication. It is a communication from writer to reader, and you hope that each reader walks away with something, or each, you know, like attendee at the reading walks away with something that makes them look at the world maybe in a little different way than what they did before hearing the poems.
The free event will be held in the Plaster Student Union Theater on April 8th from 7 to 9 p.m. This is also at the conclusion of the Public Affairs Conference, and Freely explains that her work, and so many writers' works, can enlighten crowds to greater global issues and hopefully motivate them to be better citizens, more engaged, and push them to become ethical leaders.
My poetry touches on women's issues, particularly issues of aging, issues of disability, issues of having permission or learning permission to speak and be heard. We're seeing that, I think, a lot in the debates between Senator Sanders and Hillary Clinton, where maybe she's held to a different standard than he is as far as comportment. And I think it's true of any women that we have to give ourselves permission to do certain things. And if anybody hears that or is given permission to speak or speak to their experience by hearing my poems or reading the book, I think that is community engagement.
That was Sarah Freely. She and Hadara Bar-Nadav will be reading on the MSU campus on the evening of April 8th in the PSU Theater from 7 to 9 p.m. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.